Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to leave us a rating, review, or comment if you're listening to us on a podcast. And, you know, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, notify bell next to
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
Wrestle Kingdom, Larson.
Oh, we're doing a reaction live stream. This is happening. This is going up for probably first thing tomorrow. So starting at 11 p.m. Thursday night Pacific time, 2 a.m. Friday morning East Coast, and all other equivalent time zones around the world.
In other words, late night tonight, we will be live streaming our reactions to Wrestle Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
We won't be showing Wrestle Kingdom. No,
you have to pay for New Japan World, but it's well worth the price.
9,999 yen.
About $9.
About 10 bucks.
It's well worth the price. We'll be streaming the entire duration of Wrestle Kingdom.
You look really excited about it. You look super stoked.
I'm excited to watch the show. I'm just going to need a lot of this because I'm old and I don't handle lack of sleep very well anymore.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be any different than Dominion. And no. Dominion was a blast.
Like I told you earlier this week, the difference, I think, is Dominion started later. Yeah. And so I got a little bit of a nap in. Mm. I'm probably not going to be able to get a nap in before Wrestle Kingdom.
All right. Well, we'll see about all that.
As long as I'm well caffeinated and well fed, I should be fine.
I hope the people join us.
Yes, me too.
And because that's honestly, that always perks me up. It's like, man, we have 1,500 people watching Wrestle Kingdom with us at, you know, God awful.
2 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome.
Hours of the morning.
Yeah, it forces you to perk up a bit, yes.
However, as we always do whenever there's a big event that happens.
Big events.
We want to predict what's going to happen.
Did you do confidence points for your predictions?
Of course I did.
Okay, good. Make
absolutely.
Sure.
I know the rules of the game.
When we first learned of the entire Wrestle Kingdom card, we did some predictions. Steve didn't want those to count, so we put those aside. They only really count if they're in their own separate video, right?
I don't remember. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm still working on the song that I owe you.
You do owe
from
me a
the
song.
Last one.
You
it's
do owe
it's
me a
been
song.
A busy holiday weekend. I have a whole list of priorities that I got to do. Song isn't even on the list of priorities.
Oh, it should
but
be.
I will get back to the song.
Top
the song
priority.
Will be done. I promise, and we'll debut it here on the show. So yeah, confidence points. The way this works is there are 10 matches on the Wrestle Kingdom card.
Mm-hmm.
Each match we assign a winner and a corresponding confidence point, meaning the match we're most confident in our prediction for, we grant 10 points. The match that we are least confident in our prediction of, we grant 1 point, right? So, and then, you know, you
1 through 10,
so on and so forth.
Confidence, yes.
Then theoretically, in the end, when you add up, you know, if you get one right, if you get this match right, you get those points.
At the end, whoever has the most points wins predictions.
Exactly, yeah. So it doesn't all boil down to like one
match. Exactly.
Boils down to just how confident you are.
Exactly.
In what you're doing.
And isn't that what life is all about? Confidence.
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess.
Honestly, I don't know. Anyway, let's get started. The pre-show match, kickoff show match, is a gauntlet match to determine the new number one contenders for the never open weight six-man tag title.
I am so upset about this. New Japan Rumble is my number one reason.
I still feel like this could be a lot of fun, though.
For watching New Japan.
The participants, first team, Togi Makabe, Taro Yano, and Taguchi, they're a team. Yuji Nagata, Jeff Cobb, Dave Finley, they're a team. Of course, Nagata replacing the injured Michael Elgin. Hiroki Goto, Trent Beretta, Chucky T, they're a team. Minoru Suzuki and Killer Elite Squad, they're a team. And then Hangman Page, Marty Scurll, and Yujiro Takahashi, the Tokyo Pimp, they're a team.
The Tokyo Sex Trafficker.
I'm going with Suzuki-Goon. When in doubt, always pick in favor of Minoru Suzuki. Suzuki and Killer Elite Squad are the new number one contenders, but only one confident point.
There is one. Here's the thing. Jeff Cobb is a big rising star. The problem is on his team, he's got Dave Finley,
yeah,
who eats pins like it's like he's at Subway or something,
yeah,
man. You got Chuck and Trent. They're not winning nothing. Although I think I picked them in my original predictions. The answer is you're correct. It's Suzuki. I got two confidence points on it. Not too confident, but it's Minoru Suzuki in the kickoff show. If he can't win a kickoff show match, he doesn't deserve to be in. He needs to go to All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. The show, the main show, begins with what could very well be match of the night. Will Ospreay taking on Kota Ibushi for the Never Openweight title. This is going to be phenomenal. I feel like this is where they start laying the groundwork. Here's the thing. I'm sure as much as Kenny Omega loves the Elite, he loves Cody, he loves the Young Bucks, he loves Hangman Page. You don't leave the number two wrestling promotion in the entire world to join some startup thing. He's going to stick around another year. This is when I think they're going to start really laying the groundwork for Kota versus Kenny at maybe Tokyo Dome next year. Kota Ibushi successfully defends the Never Openweight title against Will Ospreay. This match is going to be phenomenal.
Okay, let me ask you that.
Two of the best wrestlers in the world.
So you got Kota Ibushi, how many?
Seven. Wow. Very confident about that.
Wow. Well, here we go. I think they see big things for Will Ospreay. He was going after that Never Overweight Championship because he was always been a junior, a cruiserweight, if you will. However, this is going to be his big step into the big boys league. You mm-hmm. saw him at his max ability, his max power in that terrific GIF we all saw on Twitter, because I didn't actually watch Road 2. And so I'm saying Will Ospreay 4. I think he can still lay the groundwork for a storyline, but the Never Overweight Championship doesn't mean anything, so he doesn't need to successfully defend it.
But I will say this. If you're going to try to make that belt mean something, these are two guys you have challenged for it.
Well, yeah.
Because they're incredible.
They are incredible, but I just...
But I think the thing is, if they're trying to elevate that belt and make it a title where it can accommodate dream matches between heavyweights and junior heavyweights, having one of these two guys,
oh yeah,
that'll
sure.
do the trick.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what that belt should be for.
But you know who's going to have one in the next 3 months?
Hiroki Goto. next match for the junior heavyweight tag titles, you have the Suzuki-Gun team, Kanemaru and El Desperado, taking on Roppongi 3K, taking on Bushi and the newest member of LIJ, Shingo Takagi.
Yeah.
LIJ is totally winning this.
Oh, I have that too. I've got 5 confidence points. Oh, I had 4 confidence points with Ospreay. I've got 5 confidence points with LIJ. Number one, they've got that new guy.
Yeah.
Number two, all my confidence points. No, the second most number of confidence points are with LIJ's leader later on.
Oh, there that has my most confidence points.
So I think, no, dude. There is one.
There is
match.
One other one that has my second most confidence point. Trust me.
Oh man. So yeah, no, LIJ. I think they're gonna have a big night. I think they're gonna have a really big night because I think you walk away with it. This is for the junior tag belts, right? Yeah. They're gonna have a lot of tag belts in there.
Oh,
in
you
their
think
league.
So?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Next up,
I
we
have 6 confidence points on Bushi and Takagi.
I've got 5. So
next, Tomohiro Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. for the Rev Pro British Heavyweight title.
Oh, this is the Rev Pro British. Okay.
Yeah, of course, Minoru Suzuki and Ishii were embroiled in a long feud over said title. I think Suzuki beat him for it for a stretch. However, Ishii got it back.
Ishii has it now. He's defending it.
Yeah, I would say Zack Sabre Jr. However, Zack Sabre Jr. is wrestling Pac in Rev Pro on January 5th. 6th. So would they have Pac come in just to lose his first Rev Pro match? Probably not. But if Zack Sabre was champion, then that would mean Pac would have to be champion after that match, correct?
Well, if it's a non-title match. Like, if it's set up as a... I see what you're saying.
Regardless, I'm picking Ishii 2 confidence points.
So before I knew any of that, I went with Ishii with 3 confidence points. I don't know where to go, so I'm just going to say Ishii 3 confidence points. I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't care. Whatever.
If it weren't for that match against Pac 2 days later, I'd be really intrigued by the prospect of Sabre winning it. But I just don't know if they're going to – I don't know. And maybe I'm overthinking things. That's entirely possible.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they want to put that belt on Pac right away. I don't know.
Is his 2019 going to look like Austin Aries 2018?
Could be.
Or he just collects a lot of
titles?
He's
already the Open the Dream Gate champion, Dragon Gate.
He said, went away for 14 months. 4 matches later, I'm already champion. Yes, yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Moving on. Tag, heavyweight tag team title championship match. Gorillas of Destiny.
They're the champions.
Which apparently now includes What Culture and Cultaholic, so that's cool.
And it's Good Guy Tamatanga now.
And it's Good Guy Tamatanga versus LIJ's Sonata and Evil versus the outgoing Young Bucks. We can take one of those teams definitively off the list of people who can win this.
Young Bucks completely off there.
Correct.
I think we're going to differ a lot in this because for some reason I have a lot of confidence points on this one.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah.
You're all in on Gorilla's Destiny.
Yeah, man. All about Good Guy Tamatanga. Good luck, Fale.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Because this is as close as we're going to get to a blow-off between Gorillas of Destiny and the Young Bucks for this whole Elite Bullet Club OGs feud that kind of fizzled out. This is the closest I feel like we're going to get to a blow-off for that. Gorillas of Destiny goes over. They retain those titles. They want Bullet Club to look in any way strong.
Strong. But here's the thing. Jay White's probably going to beat Okada later on tonight. Yeah, I have that too. And that's kind of like winning all the titles in one. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good reason. Beyond, it'd be kind of goofy if Naito won the IC title, and they also won the junior tag titles, and then these two losers show up with nothing. So I'm going to say LIJ... like the Undisputed Era draped in gold.
Basically an LIJ sweep is what you're saying. That says Ishii 3, though.
Ishii is not going to win the tag team titles just yet by himself. So, yeah, I've got 6 confidence points on Sonata and Evil.
All right, that's probably going to decide things then.
Probably right. Oh, I'm totally going to lose. You're right. Because the problem is Tamatanga is like, he's like... He's basically the new spokesperson slash face for Bullet Club, so he's kind of a big deal. But I feel like he can do that. Help me out, good guy. Lose.
They got that block party coming up, WrestleMania weekend.
We weren't invited. Screw it. We weren't invited to that. Why am I not going to predict him winning nothing?
I'm just predicting he's winning because I think he's going to win. There's nothing to do with being invited to a party or not
being
invited.
Well, mine does.
I don't take that personally at all.
I take it all personally.
I'd be honestly really surprised if Tamatanga had any idea who we were.
I feel it's a slight.
No. No. Next. This is basically a shoe-in. Juice Robinson winning the U.S. title.
I have all 10 confidence points.
I have 9.
On Juice.
Oh, no. Lost my phone.
Oops. Robinson winning this.
I have 9. He's totally going to win. Cody's not going to be holding that title while going to All Elite Wrestling. Not going to happen. Unless they, at the 11th hour, they hammer out some sort of
working relationship
that would allow him to do that.
The executive but that's not producer, happen. No. I'd be surprised if...
I need to grab my phone.
Uh-oh. Yeah. No, All Elite, they're going to have to sink or swim on their own.
Yeah.
New Japan will not be granting them any titles.
Nope, Juice Robinson, new U.S. champion.
Yep.
Next, junior heavyweight title match. This should be great. Kushida taking on Bone Soldier, Taiji Ishimori.
I feel like Ishimori had such a great showing at that Best of the Super Juniors final.
Yeah, it was a good match.
And given that he was in the final, I'm going to say, you know what? He picks it up here. He brings gold to Bullet Club after... Good guy Tamatanga, who didn't invite me to his fancy party, drops the title.
You know,
at Wrestle Kingdom.
Have you ever considered that they still might be sending out invitations?
What?
They could still be inviting people. You don't know that now that y'all this talk you're doing here.
I'm actually pretty sure that New Japan has some sort of ad integration with Cultaholic or something.
Oh, maybe
going on because they're just too cozy.
Yeah.
Tamatanga is all talking to Jack the Jobber on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's an ad. They should be hashtagging that ad.
Well, you don't know that for fact.
No, I have no information.
I'm going with Kushida for one reason. Pac. I think if Pac comes to New Japan, that's the match they're going to want. Kushida versus Pac.
That'd be cool.
So Pac shows up at New Year's Dash.
Yeah, all right.
Beats up Kushida.
Uh-huh.
Dream match scenario.
Yeah, shits. Back to square one.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So I'm going with Kushida in the event that Pac shows up the following day.
Okay, all
right. Only three confidence points.
So. I like it. I've got seven on Ishimori.
All right.
Is somebody going to tumble down stairs, or is that exclusively a ticking time bomb
That's
thing?
The exclusive realm of one Hiromu Takahashi.
All right.
Next, greatest wrestler on the planet, Okada, taking on Switchblade Jay White. I kind of wish this was for Control of Chaos. However, there is a mole in Chaos still. Maybe we'll discover who it is during the course of this match.
Will Ospreay. He's going to win that title. He's going to help Jay White beat Okada. And there you have it.
Jay White's totally winning, though. He has to win this. Right?
And here's the thing.
He has to win this.
Think about it. So, Cultaholic and Bullet Club on the same page.
All right.
Who used to be part of
Pachiti Club?
Pachiti Club.
Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay.
You're reading way too much into it.
No way, man. I do have Jay White going over, however, and I have him going over with a total of 8 confidence points.
Wow.
Lots and lots of confidence.
I have 5.
In the Switchblade.
Yeah, Jay White has to win this.
Jay White.
Totally has to win this. Next. Naito's going to be the Intercontinental Champion again.
I have 9 confidence points.
I have 10. Maybe this will actually be the start of Naito's kind of redemption story.
Yeah, we've been waiting for
that
for
a while.
He did
not have a great 2018.
Yeah, true.
Following his loss to Okada at last year's Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
And we were keep on expecting him to turn it around to say goodbye to his past, look ahead to his future, and hopefully this will be the start of that. So maybe next year at Wrestle Kingdom, we'll get Okada and Naito in the main event, and Naito will actually win.
I like it. I like it
a lot. Who knows? Who knows?
That's great.
And then a main event for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, the champion, Kenny Omega, whose contract is up at the end of this month.
True.
Versus Hiroshi Tanahashi,
yeah.
The ace.
The ace.
Who just signed a new contract.
Go ace.
Love and energy, Steve. Who
Go
you got?
Ace. I got love and I have energy. I've got Tanahashi with a single number one confidence point. I have zero confidence in my choice here, but I feel like you're number one. Kenny Omega is not going anywhere. He is staying in New Japan. So what better swerve would there be for people to think that he's leaving than to dump that title off him? Oh, Kenny Omega must be going to All Elite Wrestling. He must be going to WWE. No, he's staying. He wants that match, as you said earlier, against Kota Ibushi. And so that match or that particular, that match doesn't really need a title. There's something bigger than title there, and that is love and kinship, friendship.
Energy. Go ace.
No, I'm talking about Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega.
Okay, sorry.
But then, yes, go ace. Tanahashi wins.
First time
in 8 years. That the
champion loses at Wrestle
champion
Kingdom. No, and that's why Kenny Omega is winning. He's not leaving. He's retaining that title. I only have 4 confidence points, so I'm not like supremely confident about it. However, you're right. Omega Ibushi doesn't need the championship involved.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have a whole other year to work that situation out.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny doesn't need to drop the belt here. Darn, I had another reason why he would win. And then I forgot it. Darn it. I mean, I'm just looking at history. History dictates champion doesn't lose Wrestle Kingdom. Hasn't happened in forever.
Yep.
So I see no reason for if he's not leaving, there's no reason for him to drop that belt. Oh, here's what it is. This feud is broken down to
Here's the thing about that though. I'm gonna address your point before you move on.
Do you know what my point is?
No, your first point. Your point about looking at history.
Yeah.
You know what the collective reaction would be if that the streak were to be broken?
Oh, I know.
It'd be this. Oh, wow. So that's so not a reason.
But yet, it seems to be a thing, though. It is a thing.
It's a bit of a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing.
8 years or 7, 8 years in a row, that is a thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, this story is broken down to, like, they've been critical of each other's styles, but not just in terms of the right way to wrestle, but also in terms of how their styles are presented to the larger wrestling universe. Kenny's saying, I have a style that appeals to not only fans here in Japan of New Japan Wrestling, but fans around the world. And he says, Tanahashi, he wrestles an old school strong style, which has limited appeal worldwide. And if New Japan is looking to truly expand worldwide, are they going to, in the end, have the guy who has presented himself as a traditionalist end up getting the win? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
That's why Tanahashi wins.
No.
Because he's not. Because here's the thing. Kenny's going to be proven wrong. That's the point. He's going to be proven wrong.
I don't think
because Kenny's, as good as Kenny is and as new as he is, something to be said about tradition. Japan, well, New Japan, very big on tradition.
Here's the thing. I'm arguing in favor of tradition in one respect. Champ always wins a Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. In another sense, I'm saying since Kenny's made a huge point, both Kenny and Tanahashi has made this match about the clash of styles.
Yeah.
That if in the end New Japan opts for Tanahashi, they're more or less saying, subtextually based on the nature of this feud, we're not all that interested in expanding worldwide.
Oh, no, man. No way. I think they're saying we're great and we're awesome. That's what they're saying. They're saying we're all about love and energy. And what better way to take over the world than with love and energy?
Go Ace.
Go Ace, exactly.
But I think we're all going to be winners in this match because it's going to be
The last hour is going to be his air guitar.
Oh, that'd be great. No, if he was out there and did air guitar for an hour, took it off, threw the guitar into the crowd, had someone throw it back.
Yeah.
Do more air guitar for an hour. Okay, I'd be in favor of him winning then.
Would we just start our recap at that point? Like just 10 minutes into it, we just like, okay, we're just going to go start a recap.
We'd watch it here. Follow on the air guitar stuff.
Yeah, we'd keep an eye on it.
Just in case anything else happened, like someone
he's
came out
still
and attacked
air guitaring.
But
people.
If it was just an hour of air guitaring because he's so happy that he's won the title for the 8th time, I mean, I'd want to air guitar for an hour then too.
Yeah, man. That'd be great.
Anyways, I could be completely off base with that last point, but I just think Omega's going to win.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking, he didn't win that title that long ago, 6 months ago.
Yeah, it'd feel kind of transitionary.
And compared to Okada, who had that belt for more than 2 years, it just feels like a rather brief run.
Yeah, you're probably
for
right.
For someone that seems like they're really trying to build the company around.
Omega will probably win, but I only have one confidence point on it, so I want to look cool if I win. Okay. And if I don't win, who cares? There's only one confidence point.
That's right. That's only two songs you have to write about me.
Everything, yeah, exactly.
I want you to write at least a whole EP about me before I have to write a song about you. Well, 3 to 4 songs.
It's probably going to happen, man. Let's see here. Well, yeah, what's the big match that it's probably going to write on?
Oh, it's the tag title match, I think. The heavyweight tag title match.
Oh, yeah. You have a lot riding on good guy Tama Tonga.
Good guy Tama Tonga.
No way.
Good luck, Fale.
Anyways, that's it. Thanks so much. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below.
Yes.
And join us, please, for our stream. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.